World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Oh, man, I got a lot of stuff going on here today. I'm reading a chat here, and Mel just sent me something. Hang on, Mel. I'm reading it. Whenever I'm ready here. Oh, there's a bunch of it. Craig's got a bunch. God, you guys are after me already here this morning. It's all good. It's all good. This is the day the Lord. I can't believe all this stuff I got to check up on here in the chat. This is the day the Lord hath made, and we'll rejoice and be glad in it. Mel, is there something I'm supposed to be doing that I don't know whenever I'm ready?
Just the new action for.
Let's do it. Let's throw that thing up there real quickly. Look, it's not really a new act. We're gonna have. I'll tell you what, Mel. Let's save that till tomorrow because I'm gonna have him on at the beginning of the show tomorrow. We'll talk about it. Is that okay, Mel?
Yeah, and then the other thing is just the events that are coming up. The Ohio gathering is this Saturday from 1:30 to 5, and then you've got the Wisconsin events too. So. Anyway, just want to bring attention to those for anybody who might be planning to attend an event. Thank you.
Okay, we'll give a good pump on all this tomorrow then, okay, Mel? I hope you can be in here. Help us do that. I got a lot today. I always have a lot. It's amazing. Do we really, in the circles in which you swim or fly or whatever it would be, do you think the people that you come in contact with every day, they realize something is deeply, deeply out of whack? Or are they just rolling with the punches? Just rolling with the punches. Not aware of anything that's going on, calling you a conspiracy theorist, all this stuff. Do you actually run into people? How about this? Do you run into people that you go to church with who have any idea what's going on? I'm telling you. They're starting to stick their head up out of the church a little bit. Every once in a while, somebody poke their head up and look around and say, well, maybe. But, you know, the truth of it is we have no plan. We have whole creation groaning, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Michelle, I heard you. She said, honey, you talk about the same thing every day. Gina, what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to talk about stuff that doesn't matter? Or we have to go, is the harder the issue, the harder the issue. It's all just blocking and tackling. It's really all it is. It's really all it is. You can bring in a brand new spread offense and you can do all kinds of motion and you can do double pass. You can do, at the end of the day, you got to get the ball across the goal line. Ain't nothing about it changed. And what we're seeing is all kinds of distractions of things that really are evidences, but not really the big thing. Okay, so I'm going to show you. Sitting down? Let me show you here because we don't think this is real. We don't think this is real. This is what one of the lies, the lie of the separation between the church and state, yada, yada, yada. This is what it's given us, right? Hey, friends, there's no right to worship Satan in America. Now, if we go back to organic law, Jesus Christ being King of Kings and Lord of Lords, go back to the Mayflower Compact for the advancement of the Christian faith that gives no right. There is no right for other. I'm sorry. There's no right for the advancement of other religions. None. If you read the Declaration of Independence, Constitution, Congress shall make no law regarding the establishment of a religion. A religion, remember, Christianity isn't a religion. Christianity is not a religion. Being a Baptist is a religion. Being a Lutheran is a religion. Being a Jehovah's Witness is a religion. Christianity is not a religion. You get that? Christianity declares a king. There's a king. So Congress shall make no law regarding the establishment of the Church of England as the official religion. That's what it said. That's what it said. The Christian religion, folks, the Declaration of Independence gives no standing to Islam. You can practice it quietly in your home, but The Declaration of Independence gives no right to the advancement of Islam in American schools. It's not there. It's not there, folks. Right? You guys with me? Do you see what they've done to us? Freedom of religion. But we have to go back to what religion was. Religion was what? Christianity. It wasn't religion. Religion are the rules and regulations that have to do with Christianity. Congress shall make no law regarding the advancement of the rules and regulation of one denomination over another. That's what they were saying. Do you think those, we talked yesterday about how, ancient times and ancient writings. Do you think those guys in 1776 were advancing Islam, Satanism? You think Thomas Jefferson and Ben Franklin, those guys are sitting there, oh, we got to make sure we include Jehovah's Witnesses. We got to make sure, we got to make sure Islam and you're drunker than a skunk. You see, over the years, evil men have crept in unaware and they changed the truth of God into a lie and they've worshiped, served the creature. That's where we are, man. That's why we have the mess that we have. That's why we think it's Christian to import people from Mogadishu. We think that's Christian. We're supposed to go to them. I could go deeper. Hang on. So here's what we're dealing with. Here's what freedom of religion. Hang on a minute. Spencer, pull up the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. What is religion? The rules and regulations. It's denominationalism. Oh, my goodness. All right, so here we go. You ready? Pull up a Satanist testifying. They are out. If we don't understand that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, if we don't understand that Satan is so deeply embedded in the American culture and American society, if we don't understand while the church has been inside the church, waving flags and worshiping the Lord and singing music, the Satanists have been out seizing control of the government. Somebody give me a thumbs up. When the pastors told us that they were not going to preach religion from the politics, the Satanists said, hell yeah, baby, let's go. Because why? Oh, it loves a void, doesn't it? It loves a void. So since we didn't promote Christianity, well, something's going to come in there. Nature abhors a vacuum. Something's going to fill it. This, folks, Missouri Senate Education Committee. Are you with me? Missouri Senate Education Committee. 2-4-25. So it's a while ago. Satanists asking for their place at the table in education. And you know what? Not one of those senators sitting up there went up and said, get their ass out of here. Get those wicked people out of here. Go ahead and play it.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Gwyneth Woodhouse, and I appreciate the opportunity to speak on SB 49 and SB 118, which would allow Missouri's public schools to employ or accept volunteer religious chaplains. I oppose this bill because I believe that no faith should impose itself on others in our public institutions, especially under the guise of providing student support. I also believe in constitutional values, and I know that if this bill passes and schools adopt a chaplain policy, all religions must be allowed the same opportunity to participate.
Freeze it. Where do constitutional values come from? She believes in constitutional values. Where do constitutional values come from? Oh, Mayflower Comp, organic law. We got to go back to Christ, right? Go ahead.
As a parent and a member of the Satanic Temple, I will be first in line to request that my school hire a minister of Satan from our Missouri congregation to provide chaplain support to my student. My child, along with the children of thousands of TST members in this state, must be given equal access to guidance aligned with our religious values, including bodily autonomy.
They already have it, folks. They already have access to your children. You understand that? By the way, cut her off, including bodily autonomy. Hey, Dr. Paul, what does bodily autonomy mean? Can somebody give me an easier word than bodily autonomy? anybody. She wants bodily autonomy. What does she want, Paul?
She wants to kill babies.
She wants to kill babies. Satan would love to kill babies. Wouldn't he? Keep going.
That's
yep, autonomy, absolutely critical thinking, and resistance to tyranny. And I won't be the only Missouri parent and TST member making that request. Some of you may believe this bill avoids legal liability by leaving policy decisions to individual school districts. In reality, this bill forces Missouri schools districts into a legal minefield by compelling them to take a stance on a highly controversial issue.
Hang on, freeze,
exposing
it, freeze
them.
It. In other words, the citizens of Hebron, Ohio cannot determine what will be taught to their children. That's what she's telling you. No. The people, the taxpayers, they can't determine that. No. We're going to go ahead.
To inevitable legal challenges. This bill doesn't support our students or schools. It abandons them. They will be left to clean up a mess that SB 49 and SB 118 legally required them to make. Whether intentional or not, this bill guarantees the Satanic Temple's chaplains an equal opportunity to serve in Missouri's public schools.
Equal opportunity.
And I will ensure
come in and
my
see
church
Satanism
receives
to your kids in school.
The same access as any other. If you're truly committed to welcoming ministers of Satan to support Missouri's students, then passing SB 49 or SB 1.
Do you hear what she just said? Welcoming ministers of Satan into the school. By the way, they're in there already. They're not worried about that. They want to make sure they know Jesus in those schools. Keep going.
1-8 is the logical next step. Thank you and hail Satan.
Listen to this guy. Hail Satan, she just said. Believe that?
Morning.
Believe that
my name
take
is
that,
Minister
I was yapping. Just scroll that back. Just scroll that back 10 seconds.
SB 49 or SB 118 is the logical next step. Thank you and hail Satan.
Good morning. My name is Minister Virgil Ovid of the
Minister.
Satanic Temple. I would actually
Minister
just like...
Satanic Temple. Yeah, Minister. Go ahead.
To second all of that, and if this bill does pass, well, I would like to offer my services to any school in the state of Missouri on the fact of we have religious freedom. This, you're taking away vital.
Folks, that is not true. That is not true. And I'll find it here. The Supreme Court already ruled America was a Christian nation. Go ahead.
Resources for students and delegating them to something that is not necessarily need. We have an adult literacy rate of what, 18%? And instead of upping that, we're worried about putting churches back in school. Even as a chaplain, that's not necessary. Hire counselors and people who went to school to help these people, not people who are going to push faith on them.
Freeze it. Hey, Spencer, while this is playing, Google chaplain. Go to Webster. What's a chaplain? Keep going. Keep playing and Google it for me. Go ahead.
As a minister, I don't push my faith on anyone.
Minister.
I'm well-versed in lots of religions for that fact. It's knowledge. Knowledge of everyone helps. You learn how to respect others. You learn...
Why would you respect anybody?
How to be a decent person.
Satan wants to respect people? What? Go ahead.
And counselors would help these children more than...
Hang on. I'm sorry. How would satanic counselors help these children? By the way, they already have them. They're called teachers. They're called unsaved teachers. They already got them, by the way. I'm going to go to that school today. And I'm going to bomb that place. Christ's going to bomb that place today. Go ahead.
Ministers or preachers or anyone from a church, because the counselors are going to give them the skills to handle their emotions and everything else rather than saying, let it be in God's hands. Because it's not in God's hands. It's in our hands. As a parent,
humanism.
You're not going to tell your child, let God figure it out. No, you're going to teach your child how to handle the situation. So that is all I have to say on this. Thank you all for your time.
Thank you. Okay. So you're testifying again?
Unbelievable, isn't it? Is it unbelievable? Folks, this is what we're dealing with. They're out front, man. They are out front. Okay, I got to show you something else. Oh, I got so much good stuff today. I just thought maybe I ought to throw this in here. I think the Epstein thing's kind of a psyop, to be honest with you, folks. It's a distraction. They have not arrested not one person yet, not one person. All the evidence you could ever have. Hey, Gene Schroeder, how many J6ers did they arrest? How many J6ers? They went and found them, didn't they? They sure went and found them. But they can't go find Epstein Island folk. Is that what they want me to believe? They can't find them. A chaplain is an ecclesiastic who has a chapel or who performs services in a chapel. I guess they're right. I guess they are chaplains. They're chaplains of the dark side. By the way, with the approval of your local schools. I mean, come on. All right, hang on. Let me take you back here a second. Number four. This is pretty gross. It's an old clip. Do you ask yourself, is this little girl lying? Go ahead.
Okay. There's 20 what special was? Children.
Who are these 20
there's
children?
There's Millie. She's a brown girl.
Millie who? Millie Cow?
Yes.
Okay. So how do you know she's one of the 20 special children?
Because she comes and they do sex to her, mostly.
Who's they?
The teachers, the parents, the staff.
Every single teacher or specific teachers?
No, every single. The whole school does it. The whole school, and we got our own church.
Yeah.
Too, so we so because they do the because after we, as I said, we kill babies, we drink their blood, we eat them.
Okay.
But then after we so the social services who are in it,
yeah,
they go to families. So the families can't afford, so they get a baby, but they can't look after it or anything. They can't buy food, or they can't buy clothes. They can't look after it. So the families who sell their children.
Yeah.
So the social services get them. They say they get them to a foster home, but they don't. They get the babies or the children, and then they get Miss Marden,
yeah,
our nurse in our school. She injects the child or baby in the neck just here, though.
Right. Okay. And how do you know that?
Because I saw her doing it.
How did you see her doing it?
Because I saw her in the staff room, she was getting, so she got this injection, and she done. So the baby was there, it was just sitting on the table,
right.
And I was just laughing there, and after she just injected her, and it was just like, it was slowly went to sleep, but not just like a thud, not like just fell straight away, they put, because it was like, it looked like it was slowly moving down like that.
Right.
Yeah, so
okay.
Then after...
His baby's gone to sleep.
Yes, and then after they get put on this bit, they get the baby, they hang it upside down.
And with
the string.
From where?
On the wall, because there's this little, what is a screw, and they put a string, it's like a circle string,
yeah,
tie it to the legs, hang it upside down, and then they get a special, the knife they use for cutting the baby's head off. So, you know this big ones, like this... big Chinese ones,
yeah,
which you chop up coconut and stuff.
Right.
Yes, they get cleavers, aren't they? No.
Okay.
I don't know what they're called.
You've described it well enough.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
So then because our dad, he forces me and Gabriel to do it.
Probably lying, huh? She's probably lying. Somebody said, when was it? I think it was 2012, 14, something like that. Folks, this stuff is going on right now. And it's going on right now. And for the most part, the church is either oblivious to it or doesn't care. I don't know which one it is. I don't know which one it is. And so until we come back in contact with the idea that there is evil and it is wicked, we're just pull up number 12. Oh, I'm going to open it up here. I got so much stuff today. Remember, did I tell you this? I get to go speak to seniors this morning. I get to go speak to them today. They've been so lied to. Christians, how do we, I'm talking to me now. Why do we allow lies to be taught to our children? Why do we pay to put our children into atheistic schools that promote, as we just saw, same sex, Satanism, all religions are equal? Multiculturalism, isn't that what they call that? Multiculturalism a good thing? Bible says, can two walk together lest they agree? So I'm going to open up today when I go to Thomas Worthy. I'm going to write up on the wall, right and wrong, and I'm going to ask him a question. What makes something right and what makes something wrong? Who says? That's the genesis of it. Because we know, don't we? Do we know why baby murder is wrong? I know why it's wrong. Because God said it was. Thou shalt not kill. I know why it's wrong. Is truth now a consensus? If we can get enough Republicans to vote on it, then it's okay. So truth, right and wrong now is a consensus of Republicans. As the church cowers in the corner, oblivious to what's going on. Go ahead, play this.
Everyone's so upset about the files and how kids are being used as satanic sacrifices. Now let's talk about abortion. Is that not the exact same thing? Does abortion not rip babies apart limb by limb? How are you so disturbed by one but fighting for the other one in the name of convenience and healthcare? That's what I'm wondering. Would you guys be defending those names in those files if you found out the babies they were dismembering were conceived through rape? Because I've heard that makes a baby not valuable to you. I truly believe that's why we're not seeing riots over these files that were released. Why we're not seeing buildings being burned down. Because we all have become so desensitized because there, for so long, people have defended and encouraged terminating your unborn child. You know how that's done when you're past the point of taking the pill? Ripped apart limb by limb. Not at all discrediting the victims, but I want you guys to realize how normalized this has become. This isn't new. It's just right in front of your face now. They don't care about hiding it from you anymore because they've already realized you've accepted it for exactly what it is and hopped on the bandwagon to support it. Everyone's so upset.
That's it, isn't it? Huh? Oh, we're all upset about that Epstein one, but they're killing babies right down the street. Right down the street, they're killing babies. I'm about ready to open it up. Hang on. Let me find one more. Golly. Let me encourage you with this. I almost hate to play it because a lot of you say, what's end times now? We just hunker down here. Jesus is coming and yeah, we'll be out of here soon. Pull up a number 7. This is what we're talking about, folks. Chinese robots can now run up walls. Scroll down a little bit farther, Spencer. There's a video. These things move like humans. These folks. This is who's going to fight China's wars. It ain't going to be humans. Play it. You robots! Mark Trump, am I making that up, Mark? Am I making this up, Mark? Or is this stuff real? Is this what AI is giving us, huh? Is this where we're heading? I got so much more to give you today. Come on in, Paul.
I'm going to post this if you guys can bring that up. This is in Salem. This is... When I was a kid in the late 60s, early 70s, I went to this place in Salem, And if you bring that up, Coach, they advertise, they literally advertise gift certificates for abortion, okay? And they do this with kids, Coach. I mean, I went there as a kid.
Where do we click here?
I'll put it back in there.
It's on the screen right now. What should we click on? What?
Oh, I'm sorry. Just go to shop. Just go to shop, Coach. This is mainstream. This is a major place where everybody shop wants to go and see. Shop. I mean, look at this. Yeah, I mean, look at some of the. It's just disgusting.
Does anybody out there think Satanism should be legal? And does anybody think Satanism should be legal?
Oh God, no.
In my lifetime, they would have already arrested these guys. In my lifetime. Right? Can two walk together lest they agree? Go ahead, Paul. I'm cut you off. This is unbelievable. This is unbelievable.
No, I mean just click on the apparel or click on some of this stuff. But you can buy a gift certificate for abortions, Coach. And of course, this place actually has an abortion clinic under the Satanic Church. Because that's the sacrifice, Coach.
Yeah.
I mean, this is where it's come to. And, you know, it won't stand, Coach. It just won't stand. I hope.
Unbelievable. Put that in the chat. That's because I want to catch that one. That's unbelievable. Folks, it's right in front. It's right in front of us. And what we are seeing, I'm sorry, is how impotent the American church is. The impotence.
Why do you need advocacy? Why do they need why do they need donations for killing babies? Because that's all this is, Coach. That's what that is. Yeah. I mean, I'm telling you. I mean, I was a kid, maybe second and third grade. We went on an outing to this place in Salem. And it was just an outing because of the witches, right? Well, that's not what it was. Now it's completely normalized about killing babies.
Please that right there. Go ahead, Paul. Keep going.
Look at it. Protect children.
Protect Children Project addresses abuses that take place in public schools that are perpetrated by school officials and were deemed legal. They're talking about religious folks. By asserting a religious claim consistent with our tenets, students who are first members can legally exempt themselves from egregious forms of mistreatment. Here's what I think. I think teaching evolution is an egregious form of mistreatment. That's what I think.
After school Satan, Coach. After school Satan. Can you believe that? Coach, give him hell today, man. Give him hell.
It is unbelievable, isn't it? It's unbelievable. Okay, thank Paul. You're ahead of me on this one, buddy. You're ahead on this one. I gotta show you something else here before I'm gonna open it up here. Pull up number 6. I tell you this over and over and over. I don't know if Donald Trump's not a Christian. I think he wants to be. He's not a Christian. Folks, he isn't a Christian. Whoa. He's probably the same Christian as most people in like the Presbyterian Church, the Episcopal Church. He's probably that kind of Christian. Probably. If you were to ask him, he would say he's a Christian. I want you to watch this and watch his reaction. I don't know who this guy is. Comes up and prays with President Trump. Probably a prayer like I would say, or anybody here in the queue, type of prayer you would probably say. And watch Donald Trump's reaction to the prayer. Folks, we need to pray for the salvation of Donald Trump. He's not anti-Christ. He thinks he's a Christian, probably. He'd probably fit right in your Presbyterian church. Right up there with, what was that guy? Norman Vincent Peale. They could stand up there together, those two guys, right? Best Life Now, Joel Osteen, he can stand right beside him. Listen to this real prayer that to me is just kind of a prayer that I would pray. It's just a prayer. And listen to the president's reaction. Go ahead.
I have to see Trump's reaction to getting prayed over. Watch till the end.
I think God's given you an indomitable spirit, a warrior who, with the help of God and with faith and prayer, will lead this country to greatness. Do you mind if I pray for you?
Yes, please.
Okay. Father, I thank you for this man that you have raised up in this moment, in this season, for your purposes. And I pray that you would anoint him that things aren't done just by might or by power, but by your spirit. So I ask that you would anoint President Donald Trump and give him a spirit of wisdom and understanding and insight as he moves to lead this nation back to greatness.
Listen to him.
In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.
Bless you. Wow. Come here. I never heard anything. And that was from the heart.
Wow, that's something you don't hear that often. That's incredible.
Share this to spread the love of Jesus.
You don't hear that often? What does that, folks, what does that tell you? What does it tell you? He has a form of godliness, but denies the power thereof. Why does he not deny the power thereof? Because he don't get it. He don't get it. He don't have the Holy Spirit. And rather than us criticizing him, we ought to be praying for him, that the Holy Spirit would visit him at night, that the Holy Spirit would visit him in the secret moment of his life. The same Holy Spirit that came and visited me, that same Spirit. Okay, one more thing. I'm number five. I thought I was open. I'm going to. Hang on. Number five. I hope you guys know that I give you stuff to share with other people. I hope you do that. I hope you have a list of people that you're sharing clips with. Because look, folks, you're not going to be able to convince them one way or another. Nope, you're not going to. All you can do is present evidence. And the Holy Spirit's going to have to reveal truth to them. I don't have any idea who this guy is. I have no idea. Man, pretty good. Play it.
Trump said this, and I quote, "This thing of treating Christians as second-class citizens is going to stop when I get in office day one." But he's Satan because he's trying to protect your behind? But you're so caught up in black race that you can't recognize this man is trying to help the Christian race? That's what you're trying to tell me?
Let me tell you something. When I knew this man was being used by God, in his first term, I don't know if you remember this, the witches, the warlocks, and the abortionists all came together. And this is what they said. I quote, "We are asking everyone in the United States to join us on Facebook Live as we cast curses on the President of the United States and all who support him." It was a Facebook Live. It was nationwide. I told my wife, I said, "Let's see how stupid the preachers are on this one." Because last time I checked, Jesus said Satan will never attack his own. That's what Jesus said, and Jesus ain't never wrong. So if he said Satan will never cast out Satan, he will never attack his own, and then the people who represent Satan are attacking Trump, and then somewhere you got to ask the question is, well, maybe this Trump man is not of Satan.
Oh, my gosh.
See, but they don't think like that. They don't know how to think. They just go with their emotions, and they go with their arrogance and their pride. Everybody thinks that they know what they're talking about. So my test is, oh, well, let's see if you really know what you're talking about. Let's visit your address. Are you living paycheck to paycheck? You still doing stupid stuff with your body? You still sleeping around? Is your spouse happy? Can your children even quote the books of the Bible? No, you don't know what you're talking about. There are two things that Donald Trump is doing. Number one, he's judging evil. If you look at what he's coming against, it all is in the category of evil. The man just pulled Venezuela out of here, because there's overwhelming proof that he in cahoots with the drug dealers. Every time you see a cartel movie, the government always in cahoots with the drug dealers. Then he freed 800 pastors. Why did he go to Nigeria? Because the terrorists were killing. Why did he bomb Iran? Because Iran said that they were going to create a nuclear bomb and kill Israel and the United States. Are we supposed to just let it happen? When you look at who he goes after the drug dealers. He goes after the predators. He goes after the abortion. It's so funny.
Wow. Okay, that evil. Hey, look. This is not a cheer. This, stop it. This is not a cheerleading for Donald Trump. Donald Trump's God's man for good or bad. And we ought to all be praying for his conversion. For his conversion. You know what I think? I think maybe he'd like to be a Christian. I don't think he has any idea how. I don't think he has any idea what that means. Just mine. Come on in, Martin. Quickly, tell us a story, not your life story. I talked to
you. I have a lot of information, Coach. It's not my life story, but thank you, dear brother. I saw a real robot dog in the Beaver Creek Mall the other day, and all the people cheered it and oohed and awed at it, and I cursed it, and I said, people, don't get used to that. That thing can be loaded with a 45 rifle and just turn and shoot at random. Yep. Yep. Okay. Trump being a Christian, he's not. He was on Fox News a couple months ago, said, if I can save 7,000 people in Ukraine, I think I can get to heaven. They tell me I'm at the bottom of the totem pole. So he doesn't know Ephesians 2. Sure. I've addressed that on my channel. So please pray. Thanks, Coach, for bringing that up. Please pray for President Trump. I've already stuck my neck out to him and said, here's my number, Coach, for President. And I contacted him via all the information that I've been given to the White House. No response as of this recording. And then the Satan Club in Lebanon, Ohio, what Paul was talking about, that's absolutely real. I contacted the superintendent, said, hey, I would like to attend it. And he emailed me back. He said, are you a father of one of the students? I said, I am not. I said, but I am a concerned Ohioan and would like to see what's going on for the kids in Lebanon. They denied me. So, you know, people, we got to stand up. We got to rally. We got to be like the left and go in groups and attack this stuff. I can't say that about myself.
Hey, folks, also, we're the best at shooting our own. We Christians always have a better way to do it, except you ain't doing it. Isn't it amazing? The one not doing it always has a better way to do it. Come on in, Craig.
Well, when you go talk to the kids, or I put this in chat, you might want to just ask them about their generation, right? 9 to 10% of high school students reported attempting suicide at least once, making it a critical public health issue. 20 to 22% of high school students reported seriously considering suicide annually, often driven by depression, bullying.
It's a spiritual war. Keep going.
So anyways, what I'm just trying to say is, you know, here's the statistics. You know, you're talking, if you got 20 kids, two of them have tried to attempt suicide.
I'm going to teach them salvation today, Craig, what it means to be saved. So I'm going to teach them.
Yeah. Ask them why are they hopeless? What's going on? You know, so yep. Anyways, it's a very interesting statistic. And there's a very important case going on in Los Angeles against a group of parents who have lost their children. It's against social media. Zuckerberg testified yesterday, so I'd keep your eyes open on what's going on there. So anyways.
The Lord's working, man. Lord's, I think he's working. I think he's working. Yeah. We're too, what's the word? We're too heavenly conscious. We're no earthly good. We Christians. That's the way I see it. Tell us your story. I got a lot of them. Tell us your story, not your life story. James, come on in. Ben, Judah.
Yeah, it's, you really throw a lot out, but I don't think the Satanists believe in Satan. I mean, I've seen him.
They believe in them, James. They believe in them.
I would rather have him exposed and be in the light versus the dark. I mean, what we see already in the schools is kind of dark. So I think it would be a good Elijah Baal moment. You know, it's like, hey, let's prove who's God is really God. But in regards to the Chinese soldiers, Joel prophesied. He's seen this, what's coming. So, you know, I don't know which is the deadest. Some parts of the church that won't push back, or are the Satan people?
We're not even taught to push back. We are taught to envelop ourselves in the Holy Spirit and not get outside of that, to everything that's going on around us. We are not taught to fight evil. We're not taught
That's what the Holy Spirit compels us to do, is fight the ungodly wickedness. That's what he equips us to do, is to expose and do these things. But again, this is kind of where we are as a church. Amen?
Amen. It's where we are as a church. Judah.
Yeah, Coach, it's it's exciting times. You know, we talk about, I mean, Trump right now, you know, from a media perspective, is showing more Christian attributes than
Judd, exactly. Probably. He's acting more like a Christian than any most pastors I know.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Go ahead. Yeah, he's taking on evil, isn't he? Yeah.
So if a pastor, for example, I don't know anything about this. Nothing local at all would even become close to having a pastor have his children to be accused of a major crime and just turn a blind eye to it. Like, I mean, that seems like, I mean, why would a pastor do that, such a thing? Like, just fascinating to me. But you got guys like Donald Trump that, like Jesus, they're like, you know what, we're going to flip over some tables here. And this is interesting. If you go into the Epstein files, and I'm scarred now for seeing this. And what it was a lady that they actually tied down with stakes and ropes to the ground. And then in the tropical sun, they took a magnifying glass and they went all over different parts of her body and burned holes in her skin. For torture. 2 days ago, Trump has a meeting in the Oval Office. And Howard Lutnick, Donald Trump, proceeds to edify Howard Lutnick for his 9/11 business. And he goes on, he keeps bragging about Howard Lutnick. And what people don't understand is Donald Trump just took out the magnifying glass and was producing pain on Howard Lutnick for his involvement in 9/11. And it's absolutely the highest level of trolling on the planet. And it's well deserved. But he did it for the whole world to see. And if you're watching it, you start to see Howard Lutnick, like the demon in him, starts laughing. Because he knows now he's stuck. He just told the whole world what Howard Lutnick did. And the whole world saw it. And they're stuck. He put all these people in the spotlight. There's no getting out of it. One of the greatest things, when Trump gets done with the election fraud, gets done with all these other things, he said, you will know who brought down those buildings. and on top of that, I'll say this. Tucker just went to go interview Mike Huckabee.
Arrested Tucker.
Do you remember when Tucker single-handedly in one sentence took down Mike Pence? Mike Pence said, well, that's not a concern of the American people.
Amen. Lauren.
Good morning. If I could just share something real quick with you, Coach. When you go in and talk to these young adults today, from what my daughter Hope taught me about suicide, because these kids are bullied, so please forgive me, quite a bit. And when Hope wanted to commit suicide, she was bullied so bad for being different, that, cause she saw two girls in the locker room wanting to have sex, and she told on them. She told on the kids that were throwing food at the special needs kids. She got jumped in the bathroom. She wasn't accepted in a lot of different places. And she said that she was, her plan for committing suicide when she was going to unalive herself was that she said, "Mom, I don't want to die. I just want the pain to stop." So when these kids are doing that, just as if you would just please keep that in the back of your head when you're sharing with them, they just want the pain to stop. But Jesus is the one who steps in and stops it. And Jesus saved my daughter's life. She didn't jump in front of a car just so the pain would stop from the bullies bullying her, because she was different. So,
see, that's true. That's true, Lorianne. But
and I understand that it's spiritual.
Listen. I get bullied. We all get bullied. I'm not making light of it. I'm not making light of it, folks. It's a part of living, getting bullied. Now, the reason some people don't deal with it as well is because they've allowed to have their self-image, whatever, crushed. People say stuff about me all the time. I say, he don't know. But see, children don't know how to do that.
Well, plus they don't have their dad to go run home to.
Well, you're going into, you know, you're going
and into or a mom, because she's too busy working.
Hang on. You're going into something deeper. You're going into a different issue. I'm going to tell you something. Every one of us are bullied. You understand that, friends? Lorianne, I'm not making light of what you're saying. Why do you pay your taxes? Because you're freaking bullied. That's why. Why do you keep your... Why do you let your children go into government schools? Because you're bullied. That's the
J6ers were bullied.
He operates, folks. Bullies ya. I'm not making light of what you're saying. I'm not. I understand. I don't know what you're... Can't imagine what your daughter's been through. Every kid is bullied. Every adult is bullied. You ever been bullied in church? Anybody out there ever been bullied in church? Lorianne, I'm not making light of it. I appreciate the spirit in which you gave it, and I understand. And I'm going to take the spirit of God today, and I'm going to bring deliverance to some of those kids. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to teach them how to receive Christ, the Holy Spirit. That's what I'm going to do in a public school. Jeff, come on in.
Coach, first of the year, I signed up for the Wisconsin Christian News. I just want to kind of give a little plug here this morning. And as I opened it up this morning, just the package I got yesterday, it's for this month, middle of the month, you get a newspaper. And Rob Pugh needs our help. I didn't realize these newspapers, he's putting on newsstands.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. There for people to get.
Free. So
So as I read through this today, now this only cost me $60 for 2 years. 2 years for $60. So here, you got an article in there, Where Are the Christian Men? Pastor Matt Truella, Dr. Mike Spaulding, Craig Mickle, another one, a woman with communism and evil in our schools. Why do some people hate Jesus? And they even use, that lady used the front and back of your t-shirts in the ad. It's a great big picture of your shirts. Men of Iron Conference, Bradley Dean, Usama Dakdok. All that is in this one issue. A lot of good stuff. But $60 for 2 years. So,
unbelievable.
And I'm going to, this last month, I'm going to take to Pastor Matt. So here, next month, I'll bring you note. I'm going to, and I'll get him hooked on it and get some people signed up. We got to help Rob Pugh.
I got to get him on. That's a good point. I got to get Rob on. He's doing great work, man. Doing great work. The only newspaper. There aren't hardly any newspapers left. An actual newspaper. He gives them away, folks. Now, he gives them away because we buy subscriptions. And as Jeff said, we donate to it. And it's mailed right to my door. Right to my door. Jeff's holding it up there right now. Thanks, Jeff. I'll get Rob on to talk about that. It's a good point. Craig.
Well, you know, to just kind of expand on what Laura was saying here, here's what makes us different, Coach, okay? You know, when you were bullied as a kid, you know, you got off the bus and you got away from them.
I'm still getting bullied. What the hell are you talking about?
Well, I'm not comparing you to a 12-year-old, okay? Because you've have experience, all right? We're talking about vulnerable children. I mean, I'm sure you didn't have your identity by 12, right?
Anyway, I get it. Go ahead. Come on.
Okay. But now with social media, okay, all this information is being spread. So it's not just a group of friends. It's all the people in school know this, all right? And this is what has changed some of these dynamics, okay? And then the thing is we say, well, you know, just tell your kid not to, you know, turn it off. Just don't pay attention to it. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this is what this whole case is what's going on here in Los Angeles. The addictive nature, and that the high-tech elites understood this, all right, that these kids are being addicted to a technology. They can't stop. They can't put it down. So because they can't stop and put it down, they keep seeing their name run over and all this other stuff, okay? So we have to have a compassion that they are experiencing something completely different than we did that grew up in the 60s and the 70s. And that's why the suicide, that's one, but it's probably a high percentage of why that statistic, 1 in 10 have considered suicide. I wonder what the suicide rate was when you were going to Ohio. You know, it probably wasn't 1 in 10. It was probably maybe, you know, 2 in 100. So something has changed, and we need to be aware of it.
There's the devil loose, and we're not fighting back against it. What I say, we're not teaching our kids in churches things that matter. Weapons of their warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God that pulling down. They have no understanding of that at all. I'm not arguing with you, Craig. Not arguing. We're dumbed down. We're spiritually dumbed down. Let me show you something here. This is pretty cool. Two things. If I have time. Let me show you two things back to back here, okay? Number one, pull up number eight, Heiser, Michael Heiser, talking about the Book of Enoch, exactly what we were talking about yesterday. What have they shielded from us that we don't understand? Michael, the late Michael Heiser, by the way, sorry that, you know, God, we lost a good one there. Go ahead and play this.
Wrote Enoch knows the full backstory that's behind Genesis 6:1-4. Whoever wrote Genesis 6:1-4, Moses or somebody else, they know the story too, but they've condensed it and they don't bother to tell their readers all of the backstory because they just assume their readers know it. Unfortunately, we don't know any of this stuff. We don't know what Enoch's doing. In fact, we tell people not to read Enoch because it's not a biblical book, and it's not. It's not inspired. It's not. It shouldn't be part of the canon. But a book doesn't have to be canonical to be important. The biblical writers quote books that are outside the Bible all the time to make specific points. Peter knows this literature, and because he's read it, he has a fuller picture of what Genesis 6:1-4 means, how it operates, why it's there, why the first four verses make sense of the fifth verse, the human wickedness it juxtaposed to the sons of God event. Peter understands that. The thing is, we are cut off from the context. We're cut off from the data. You know, evangelicals and you know, all traditions of Christianity have approached Genesis 6:1-4 to strip out the supernatural elements and say there's nothing going on here with angels or supernatural beings, citizen, move along, and trying to explain away the Nephilim, trying to explain away what Peter's doing. Nobody did any of that in antiquity because they understood what the thing was about.
Wow. You understand that? That when he was talking Genesis 6, pull that up there real quick. Pull it up there. That Paul, whoever wrote Genesis 6, somebody help me out here. Gen 6, what's it say? And it came to pass when men began to multiply upon the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto men, the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair, and they took them wives, all of which they chose. Blah, blah, blah. Go to 6. There were giants in the earth in those days. Folks, he's writing to an audience who understands it. He's not writing to us. He's writing to an audience who understood the giants. They understood it. There were giants in the earth in those days. And also after, he's telling to the people around him. He's not writing this to me and you 2,000 years later. He's writing to the people right in front of him. Giants in the earth in those days and also after. And the sons of God came into the daughters of men and bare children to them. Mighty men were old men of renown. And God saw it was wicked. Scroll down. Great on the earth and every imagine. And they repented to the Lord. And the Lord said, I'm going to destroy men. That's why the flood. They knew all this. They knew it. He's giving them a rerun. They knew it. One more thing I want to throw up there. God help us, Lord. This is, I love sarcasm. Which one is it? Where is it? Oh my goodness. Oh, number one. I think I do. This is really, really good. This is really short and really good. This is two men outside the womb, acting like they're in the womb. Okay? Get the picture? These are guys sitting in the world. Go ahead.
Believe in life after delivery.
Yeah.
There has to be something after delivery. Maybe we're here to prepare ourselves for what's to come.
You're in the womb.
I mean, what kind of life would that be? Well, maybe there's going to be more light than in here. Maybe we're going to walk with our legs and eat from our mouths. I mean, we all know that walking is impossible. And eating from our mouths, I mean, we have our umbilical cord that is supplying us all the nutrition that we need. But maybe it's a different kind of life, you know, a life where we don't need this cord anymore. Okay, so if life after delivery exists, why has no one ever come back from it? Well, I don't know. At least Mother will be there and she'll take care of us. You believe in Mother. So if Mother exists, then where is she now? She's all around us. We're surrounded by her. We are of her. I mean, without Mother, you and me, we would not exist. Well, I don't see her. So it's only logical that she doesn't exist. Sometimes if you sit in silence and you really listen, you can hear her loving presence just talking down from above. Do you believe?
Wow, huh? What if we're in a womb? What if we're in a womb? Being birthed into a new kingdom. Wow. Yeah, put that in the chat. That's an oldie but a goodie. Okay, look, we got 3 minutes. I can pull something else up or somebody can come in and whack me. Speak now, forever hold your peace.
Well, Dave, you're bringing up that the satanic church thing you had in the kind of the beginning of the show.
Yes, sir.
What if we were, did any of our side go up there and testify too? I'm just wondering.
Wait, what, say it, what do you mean, Chad?
But did any of the Christian folks go up there and testify also?
Oh, no, I get you.
Hearing?
Yeah, so, one side. But Chad, it comes back to this. Are we one nation under God? Are we? Then if we're a nation under the Christian God, then Satanism ain't welcome here. It ain't welcome here, man. We have to understand organic law, where it all came from. We were a Christian nation, and they de-Christianized us, folks. That's what they did. Dave Allison, quickly.
No, church, what the church is going to do is they're going to hide behind the Satanists and say, well, see, if they let us in, then they got to let the Satanists in.
you know, at the end of the day, it comes down to it. We're really pretty cowardly. We Christians. We love clinging to what we have here, don't we? Man, they're popping up and running out of time quickly. Oh, hi, Brett, let me get him in there. Then Jack, you're up
hey,
next.
Hey, Coach, week. Love the yeah. show. Hey, most of the Christians out there would, like David, oh, pray for Goliath. No, yeah. You hit him in the stone, and you cut him head off with his own sword.
Yeah.
And where's the people in that community going to that Satan family? We don't want you here.
That's right. David didn't have the love of the Lord. He didn't have the love. He should have given him the three spiritual steps to being saved. He shouldn't have killed him. That's where we are. Folks, there's a devil loose, and the devil is coming to what? He's eating our lunch. It's right in front of us. Jack, quickly.
Yeah, quickly. Toxic masculinity had to be taught before this could happen.
That's
because
right.
Sissified
okay, Christianity.
Well, they that bullying thing, even in schools, that little girl wouldn't have been bullied if one of those boys hadn't been taught toxic masculinity and had not stood up for that little girl. I mean, I was bullied as a kid. I was kind of small, and I was a Christian kid. My dad was a pastor. And when I junior year walking down the hall, I finally decided at a split second that I was done with being bullied. I cold cocked the biggest guy that was bullying me. And that was the end of that.
Hey, church, when are you going to get tired of being bullied? Huh? When are we going to get tired of being bullied? It's a fear of the Lord that drives us to repentance. See you tomorrow.